everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
And we have been talking about Maggie and Josie's trip to Alishan.
They're going to Alishan in March because they want to see the cherry blossoms.
That's right. It's the perfect time to do that because the flowers bloom in March and April.
Alishan isn't just beautiful in spring, though.
That is right. Again, it's beautiful at all times of the year.
So as they look at the cherry blossoms, they learn more about them.
That's right. So for instance, they learn that there are 30 types of cherry trees in Alishan.
What else will they learn about in Alishan?
Well, we're going to read on and find out right now.
Okay.
Cherry blossoms and more in Alishan.
Josie and Maggie are boarding a train for Zhushan Station. It's 4:55 a.m.
The train leaves so early. I'm glad we made it to the station in time.
I'm tired, but it's worth it to see the sunrise.
Josie and Maggie are waiting for the sunrise.
It's so cloudy. Will we get to see anything?
The sun will rise above the clouds. Then we'll see Alishan's famous Sea of Clouds.
My camera's ready.
Josie is taking pictures of the sunrise.
You were right. That was worth getting up early for. What can we do now?
After the sunrise, we can check out Alishan's giant trees.
That sounds lovely.
You'll love the cypress trees. Some of them are over 2,000 years old.
They must be huge.
They are. Just wait and see.
Maggie and Josie board the train to return to Alishan Station.
After the sunrise, we can check out Alishan's giant trees. The sunrise is beautiful, and Alishan's giant trees are must-see too. Alishan has beautiful sunrises, and don't miss its giant trees.
That sounds lovely. That sounds like a great idea. I like your idea.
Board, board. George boarded the plane, sat down, and waited for it to take off. George boarded the plane, sat down, and waited for it to take off. Tired, tired. I'm really tired after a long day of work. I'm really tired after a long day of work. Cloudy, cloudy. It's cloudy today, and it looks like it'll rain soon. It's cloudy today, and it looks like it'll rain soon. Giant, giant. In South America, there are giant spiders. They can eat birds and snakes. In South America, there are giant spiders. They can eat birds and snakes.
认识字汇
Be worth it. Be worth doing something. Sunrise. Cypress tree.Huge.
All right, our article begins once again with a scenario telling us where Josie and Maggie are and what they're doing. It says here, Josie and Maggie are boarding a train for Zhushan Station. It's 4:55 a.m.
So it's early in the morning.
Oh, yes, very early. And they are boarding a train. Now, board is our word power word today. It's spelled B-O-A-R-D, bored. What are they doing? Let's find out.
We are talking about the verb board here. When you board a train, plane, bus, or ship, you get on that vehicle so that you can travel from one place to another place. We don't use this word with cars, though. We only use it with train, plane, bus, or ship. Here's an example. George boarded the plane, sat down, and waited for it to take off. George boarded the plane, sat down, and waited for it to take off.
Board 这个字呢，在文章中当动词用，指的是登上车、船或飞机等等的交通工具。那例句说呢 ，George 上了飞机，坐了下来，然后等待飞机起飞。那 Josie 跟 Maggie 他们正坐上火车，要往柱山车站。What's special there? Zhushan Station.
That's a good question. Josie is going to start the conversation today. Mm-hmm. She says, "The train leaves so early. I'm glad we made it to the station in time."
To make it 代表是赶到。那注意哦，他们已经赶到了，所以呢，在讲话的时候，时态就用过去式。那再来呢，我们看到这个片语是 in time, 及时赶到。所以 Josie 就说火车好早就开了，还好我们有及时赶到。那如果呢，你今天看到的片语是 on time, 那就是准时的意思了，跟 in time 是不一样的。So what can they do at 珠山 train station?
Oh, Elsie, you want to know this so badly?
Yes, because I haven't been there.
All right, well here Maggie says, I'm tired,But it's worth it to see the sunrise.
Oh, so you can see the sunrise there.
That's right. This is the best place in Alishan to see the sunrise. But before we talk about that, we are going to learn more about the adjective tired. Tired is spelled T-I-R-E-D, tired. Let's find out what it means. All right, let's talk about the adjective tired.This is the feeling that you get when you're very sleepy and you need to rest or go to bed. You might yawn or just feel your eyes closing and know you need to get some sleep. Here's an example sentence. I'm really tired after a long day of work. I'm really tired after a long day of work.
Tired 的这个形容词呢是疲倦的、疲累的。那例句说呢，一整天漫长的工作过后，我感到十分疲倦。You make me tired too.
Oh, I'm sorry.
接下来呢，我们在文章当中还有看到一个用法是 be worth it to do something.我们也可以说是 be worth 后面再加上一个动名词也可以哦。它代表的是做某事是值得的。所以 Maggie 虽然累，但她觉得去那边看 sunrise。日出是值得的。那 sunset, 那就是日落的意思。
Now, I don't know about the sunset if you go to this station, but I assume it's definitely not as good as the sunrise because, of course, the sun sets on the opposite side.
Yes.
Right? All right. So, Josie and Maggie, we know that they are boarding the train because they are wanting to see the amazing sunrise.
Yeah.
So, here is another scenario. It says, Josie and Maggie are waiting for the sunrise.
所以到那边之后呢，他们就在等日出。
Now, of course, at that early in the morning, maybe around 5:20, something like that, the weather might not be so good. And Josie says, it's so cloudy. Now, what she is saying here is the adjective cloudy. Cloudy is spelled C-L-O-U-D-Y, cloudy. Let's find out what she's saying.We are talking about the adjective cloudy right now. When we describe the weather as cloudy, we are saying that there are lots of clouds in the sky. And because of the clouds, you probably cannot see the sunlight or the blue in the sky because the clouds are covering it. Now, this often happens if it's about to rain or if there's a storm or something, some bad weather is coming in. Here's an example.It's cloudy today, and it looks like it'll rain soon. It's cloudy today, and it looks like it'll rain soon.
Cloudy 这个形容词呢是多云的。那如果我们把字尾的 y 去掉，我们看到 cloud 就是云朵的意思啦。那例句说呢，今天天气多云，而且看起来快要下雨了。所以目前 Josie 跟 Maggie 在那边的位置，天气是多云的。So maybe they can't see the sunrise.
Well, I mean that does happen sometimes in Alishan. It's always a risk you take for getting up early. Maybe you don't. And Josie, she has the same idea as you. She says, will we get to see anything?
Oh, will we get to see anything? 我们会看到任何东西吗？我们先来看到 get to 加原形动词。这个用法呢，代表的是有机会做某事。所以 do you think they get to...See the sunrise?
Well, Elsie, I'm not really sure. Mm-hmm. We are going to find out. But Maggie, she is feeling positive.
Okay.
She is feeling hopeful that they will. And she says, the sun will rise above the clouds. Then we'll see Alishan's famous Sea of Clouds.
Sea of Clouds,就是我们说的云海。所以呢，太阳会到云层之上，然后啊，我们就会看到阿里山著名的云海了。Maggie is really positive.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And even if you haven't been to Alishan, you have probably seen pictures of the Sea of Clouds. And I will tell you, it is very beautiful to see in person.
I have to go there.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? Maggie is so positive, and she's making Josie feel better, too. Mm-hmm. So Josie says...My camera's ready.
Okay, so Josie's positive now too.
Mm-hmm.
她就说了我相机准备好了 ready to take some pictures.
That's right. The sunrise will only last for a few minutes. So here we actually see another scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Josie is taking pictures of the sunrise.
Oh, so they do see the sunrise.
That's right.
他们真的有看到日出，然后 Josie 就正在拍日出。
Mm-hmm. So, busy taking pictures. There are lots of other people doing the same thing there too. So, maybe she's getting other people to take her picture with Maggie. But she's having a great morning. She says, you were right. That was worth getting up early for.What can we do now?
哦，所以 Josie 这边就同意 Maggie 之前的说法，她说，哎，你当时是对的，那是值得的。什么事情是值得的呢？早起看日出这件事情。那我们这边看到就是 worth 的第二种用法，我们可以说 be worth doing something， 做某事是值得的。那现在他就问了，我们要做什么呢？ So what can they do now?
Of course,the sunrise and the cherry blossoms are not the only things to see in Alishan. So,Maggie tells her, after the sunrise, we can check out Alishan's giant trees.
Giant trees?
That's right. Not just regular trees. There are some regular trees, too. But the ones that are famous in Alishan are giant. Now, this is an adjective, and it's spelled G-I-A-N-T, giant. Let's find out what we're talking about.All right, we are learning about the adjective giant. Now, this adjective describes things that are very, very big. And we often use it when we want to talk about something that's a lot bigger than the other things around it. So, for example, in the forest in Alishan, there are some normal trees that they're just big, but there are also some giant trees, and those ones are a lot bigger than the other ones.Here's another example. In South America, there are giant spiders. They can eat birds and snakes. In South America, there are giant spiders. They can eat birds and snakes.
Giant 这个形容词呢，代表的是巨大的。那例句说呢，南美洲有巨大蜘蛛，它们可以吃掉鸟类及蛇类。那看完日出我们这两个人还可以做什么事情呢？我们可以看阿里山上的巨树 the giant trees there.
That's right. Now, Josie likes the sound of this. She says, that sounds lovely.
听起来很不错哦。
One of my favorite places to go in Alishan is in the forest with all of the trees. And Maggie has more information about them. She says, you'll love the cypress trees. Some of them are over 2,000 years old.
Wow, cypress trees 是柏树，那有一些呢已经超过2000岁了。Wow, they're old.
That's right. And Josie is as excited as you are. She says they must be huge.
一定很大, of course. They're giant, right? 那我们这边看到 must 这个助动词的用法咯。它呢第一个可以当一表示义务必须要做的事情。那在文章当中我们用到的是另外一个意思，是推断推测某事。这边他在推断呢他们一定很巨大。
Okay, so Josie's excited for this trees. She thinks they must be huge because, of course, Maggie calls them giant trees, and they're over 2,000 years old, some of them. So Maggie says they are. Just wait and see.
Wait and see, 等着看。
Okay. Now, that is something really exciting to see when they get back to Alishan. Remember, they're still at Zhushan Station, right? So it says here, to finish up our article in the last scenario, it says Maggie and Josie board the train to return to Alishan Station.
So they board the train again, 又搭上火车了，那这次是要从珠山车站回到Alishan Station.
Okay. So they're just going back to the beginning. They can go back to their hotel, rest for a little bit, and then go walk around the beautiful forest. All right. Well, that was Josie and Maggie's trip to Alishan. We learned a lot about lots of different trees.
And it makes me really want to go there.
And Elsie really needs to go there now. But we can't go to Alishan just yet because we have to go to our magic box. And then we'll be right back with review time.
找亮点。Hello, 我是 Casey。话说上个月回高雄的时候呢，我妈就在电话那头问我 ，Will you be in time for dinner? Will you be in time for dinner? 那我就回她说啊 ，Yes, if the train arrives on time. Yes, if the train arrives on time. 哎，刚刚那两句里面 ，time 搭配了不同的介系词，你有懂他们各自的意思吗？In time for dinner 指的是赶得上吃晚餐。In time 呢，有在预定时间之内的意思。中文通常会解释成及时做某件事，像是 arrive in time 在预计时间之内及时到达，赶上某个地方。另外一个 on time 指的是刚好在预定的时间点上，翻译成准时。所以我妈问我说赶得上回家吃晚餐吗？我就回答说如果火车准时来的话可以啊。In time 跟 on time 的用法搞清楚之后，今天就来学学更多关于 time 时间的相关片语吧。如果 time 前面的介系词换成 against 又会是什么意思呢？ Against 我们知道有对抗的意思，那对抗时间 against time 就有分秒必争跟时间赛跑的意思。像是 Don't talk to me right now, I'm working against time. 现在别跟我说话，我正在赶工。那另外如果是 at times 又是什么意思呢？注意这个片语的 time 加上 s 的复数型使用， at times 有偶尔有时候，相当于大家熟悉的 sometimes, occasionally, once in a while 这样的意思。好啦，说了这么多的 time 来考考大家记得多少，来翻译一下以下这句话，那个男人及时停车所以没有人受伤，这句话英文该怎么说呢？休息一下，大家马上揭晓。
The answer is, the man stopped his car in time, so it didn't hit anyone. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Okay, so what are we going to do today for our review time?
We are
going to do charades.
Okay,
we're going to act out the words. And after you guess the word, you have to spell the word.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay, so what are the words we have?
Okay, I know them. Don't worry.
Okay.
Giant.
巨大的。
Bored.
登上。
Tired.
很累。
And cloudy.
多云的。Okay, you want to try the first one?
Okay, I'm going to choose an easy one because I'm going first.
You're going to leave the difficult ones for me, huh?
Maybe.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
That's so easy. She's so tired. She fell asleep right away.
Yeah.
Tired. How do I spell tired? T-I-R-E-D.
That's right.
Tired.
It's an adjective.
Adjective.
So we need to add that D to the end.
形容词.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. I am ready to guess, Elsie. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Choo-choo. Oh, so it's not a train. It's the action of getting on the train, which is board.
You are right.
Mm-hmm.
I was boarding a train.
Right. Now, there is an interesting thing in English. The word board has two different meanings and two different spellings. So, it is not B-O-R-E-D. That is a different word.
If it's that word, I'm bored. Wow, 无聊. 我是哪一个?
Mm-hmm. It's B-O-A-R-D.
B-O-A-R-D, bored.
That's right. And that's what happens when you get on a train. Okay, here is another one, okay?
So small
and
big,
but
we don't have big.
No.
We have giant.
We do. So we use giant when we have something that's a normal size and something that's a very, very big size. Now, how do you spell it?
G-I-A-N-T. Giant.
Perfect. It's like ant with a G.
Yeah. G-I, 然后再加上 ant, A-N-T 就可以了。Okay, the last one.
Oh, she's under her umbrella. It must be cloudy.
And it might rain later.
That's right. All right, well, how do you spell cloudy?
Cl, C-L, L, O-U, and D-Y.
That's right, because it's an adjective, we add that Y at the end to cloud. All right, you guys can pick out some words from the article and play this game too. We are finished for today. Let's all go to Alishan.
Okay, let's
go. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Cherry blossoms and more in Alishan.
Josie and Maggie are boarding a train for Zhushan Station. It's 4:55 a.m.
The train leaves so early. I'm glad we made it to the station in time.
I'm tired, but it's worth it to see the sunrise.
Josie and Maggie are waiting for the sunrise.
It's so cloudy. Will we get to see anything?
The sun will rise above the clouds. Then we'll see Alishan's famous Sea of Clouds.
My camera's ready.
Josie is taking pictures of the sunrise.
You were right. That was worth getting up early for. What can we do now?
After the sunrise, we can check out Alishan's giant trees.
That sounds lovely.
You'll love the cypress trees. Some of them are over 2,000 years old.
They must be huge.
They are. Just wait and see.
Maggie and Josie board the train to return to Alishan Station. Board. Board. George boarded the plane, sat down, and waited for it to take off. George boarded the plane, sat down, and waited for it to take off. Tired. Tired. I'm really tired after a long day of work. I'm really tired after a long day of work. Cloudy. Cloudy. It's cloudy today, and it looks like it'll rain soon. It's cloudy today, and it looks like it'll rain soon. Giant. Giant. In South America, there are giant spiders. They can eat birds and snakes. In South America, there are giant spiders. They can eat birds and snakes.
认识字汇。
Be worth it. Be worth doing something. Sunrise. Cypress tree. Huge.